News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now on News Talk Breakfast, let's talk about a situation that has been quite devastating for those caught up in the floods in Europe. At least 8 dead and tens of thousands without power as heavy rain and gale force winds cause havoc across the centre of the continent. Derek Scally is the Irish Times Berlin correspondent. He's in Vienna right now, which is one of the areas worst affected. Derek, what's it been like?
It's been very dramatic. It started raining on Thursday and hadn't stopped since. And then things seemed to peak yesterday afternoon. I was just staying near the Danube, the Danube River, and then there's a canal through the city. And both really were just about to burst their banks. I just looked this morning, just a minute ago, and they seemed to be going down. The rain stopped over the night, but they're expecting more rain. But so the rain in Vienna has caused lots of underground stations and suburban rail service to be disturbed. But there's also huge problems further out in Lower Austria. That's the state around Vienna, and it's just been very dramatic. There's been a dam has burst, and all in all, it's a similar picture across Europe. 8 people dead. Many others missing, tens of thousands either without power or without a home this morning. And it could get worse because there's more rain forecast for today.
A particularly freak storm at this time of year that's even led to a heavy snowfall in some of the more mountainous regions.
Yes, actually, I had a sister down in the Berchtesgaden region, which is just near Salzburg, and there was snow there over the weekend. So a week ago, it was over 30 degrees. Now there's snow and rain and extraordinary wind. It was literally like horizontal rain, the type you'd only see in Kerry on a very, very bad day. So it's weather they're certainly not used to here. And just the quantity of rain, I was trying to get my head around it. It was over 200 litres per square metre, which is basically like dumping a bathtub on a square metre of land and then another bathtub on the next metre over. So that gives you an idea of the amount of rain we're talking about here. And it's, the infrastructure is really, really struggling. Just 20,000 people in the Vienna region alone, firefighters, rescue workers. So it's of a scale and of a dramatic nature that's just, you know, it's the same in the Czech Republic, it's the same in Slovakia, it's the same in Poland. In Poland, they've actually introduced Donald Tusk, the Prime Minister, has introduced Starlink. Those are the internet connections via satellite from SpaceX, from Elon Musk, because so much infrastructure is gone. So many people are saying, is this the taste of things to come? It's fairly dramatic, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's remarkable the volume of rain that fell. One report I read said that thankfully this came at the end of the dry summer, which meant that the land was able to take a certain amount, the floodplains were able to take a certain amount. I mean, ultimately though, this is setting up for a very wet winter should it continue, and it'll be interesting to see what the rest of the season has in store.
This is it, and what we're seeing is that the rain is hitting land that has really, as you said, after summer been parched, and in some cases it's just been washing away, very sandy soil, so power lines coming down, telephone cables coming down. So it's not just the water coming for you, it's the water coming for the infrastructure that will maybe inform you that you need to get out of your house. Several prime ministers actually in Poland and the Czech Republic really getting very annoyed at people saying who are refusing to leave their home, meaning rescue workers have to come back a second or a third time. They said, you're not just endangering yourself, you're endangering those rescue workers who have to keep coming back trying to lure you out of your own home. So a lot of angry prime ministers speaking really in a blunt tone that you're not used to hearing these days. So some people still don't seem to understand the scale of the problem. And yeah, the question is what's coming around the corner, what's coming this winter?
Okay, Derek Scally in Vienna for the Irish Times. Thanks for that.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.